Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
And welcome back to the Fan Evening Show. Jason Mackey with you, talking all things Pittsburgh sports. A lot of Steelers in our first 2 hours, changing gears now to talk a little Penn State. James Franklin fired, Penn State now in the midst of a coaching search. Terry Smith will take care of things from now until the end of the season. We'll see where that goes. Obviously, plenty of questions ahead. Let's go out to the fan hotline where we find Joe Smeltzer, who covers the Penn State Nittany Lions for Nittany Sports Now. Joe, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm okay, Jason. There's a lot going on, obviously. It's unlike anything I've ever experienced, and even though the news is a few days old, it's still a lot to take in, and there's going to be a lot of developments over the next few months until Penn State finds a coach.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big move, man. It is a big move to make. It's a big move to make in the season. It's certainly something that sparks a lot of conversation. I know other shows have weighed into this quite a bit. Were you surprised that Penn State was willing to do this in the middle of a season?
I'm surprised, certainly, at the circumstances that led up to it, Jason. Obviously, it's well documented by now. This was supposed to be a team that would maybe win the national championship or, at the very least, make the college football playoff. And then it all just unraveled. Obviously, you lose the word in, and that those things happen. They happened a lot to Penn State under James Franklin. That's part of why James Franklin isn't there anymore. But then losses to UCLA and Northwestern, two of the worst losses in program history back-to-back, nobody could have foreseen that. So the circumstances that led up to it certainly were stunning. But as far as Franklin getting fired, I think there was a good sense by really in the moments after the game, after the Northwestern loss, that something was going to happen. We were on the field. My colleague Jared Prugar got a great picture to capture Pat Kraft's facial expression. He was not too happy. You saw things that you don't see really after losses. The players were shaking hands with Franklin, giving him hugs. It really looked like a goodbye. And then what Franklin said in his press conference really just absolutely drained. That indicated something was happening to me. What the players said in our time with them after Franklin talked, that was an indicator that things would be happening. And I didn't think going to bed Saturday night that something would happen as early as 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon, but Pete Famel tweeted it, and there we go.
Yeah, and classic news dump too, right? As the NFL slate starts in earnest, here comes the news, and I don't blame him for trying to dump it. Although you're not going to avoid the attention with that something that big. Joe, so what happens now, man? Like, Terry Smith is going to take over. What do we think about Terry? How do guys feel about Terry Smith? And then what about the long-term search, the big-picture search? What should Penn State be looking at?
Yeah, I'll answer about Terry Smith. He's absolutely the guy for this situation. Terry even said in his first press conference as interim head coach yesterday that James has always told him that if something ever happens, he would be the guy to run the ship, and something did happen, and Terry's the guy. The players love him. It's documented in recruiting with he is the defensive recruiting coordinator, so every defensive player has a connection with Terry, regardless of whether they play defensive back, which is what Terry coaches, because he's involved in recruiting every defensive player to Penn State. Obviously, we know about his Pittsburgh connections, and he's involved with every Pittsburgher, regardless of position, that commits to Penn State, and there have been a good many in the past few years. And he really is. Penn State needs a Penn State guy right now, and this guy is Penn State through and through. Obviously, played receiver for Joe Paterno in the late 80s, early 90s. And most of his college football experience, aside from one season at Temple, has been right in Happy Valley. He's the only person, I think he was the only full-time staffer from James Franklin's first staff in 2014 that stayed the whole 11 and a half years. So I don't think Penn State really had any other options but to make Terry Smith the guy right now. And who knows? I think it's very unlikely that this is anything more than an interim, but if Penn State could somehow run the table or get close to running the table, Pat Kraft has something to think about in that case.
Fan Evening Show. We're chatting with Joe Smeltzer of Nittany Sports Now. You can follow Joe on Twitter or X at JoeSmeltzer775. Read his work, of course, at NittanySportsNow.com. Have a question about the logistics of the buyout, Joe. Actually, I have two questions about the logistics of the buyout. I saw it posited that Adidas might have some sort of say. Can you explain whether that's true or what type of leverage an apparel company might have? And then the buyout, is Penn State really going to be paying $50 million to get rid of James Franklin?
Yeah, what I do know, I have heard things. I'm not 100% certain that Adidas is going to cover the entire bill, so I can't say that on air. But I think what Pat Kraft said yesterday about Penn State not footing the entire bill, I don't think that's true. I think they are getting some help. I think Adidas is chipping in something. Are they covering the whole thing? Who knows? But I think there's going to be some help there. There's going to be some help from guys, namely Terry Pegula. It's probably safe to say that he's chipping in to contribute to Penn State paying that with his connection with the university and obviously with his bank account. So I don't think Penn State's footing the entire bill. And as far as them paying the whole buyout, I think they're going to have to. I think as long as James Franklin attempts to get a job in either TV or obviously in head coaching, I think Penn State's kind of locked into that. But Nicole Auerbach wrote a great column for The Athletic saying how this really shows that programs value winning over money. And, you know, Pat Kraft, he's a guy that his actions have shown that he's going to go all in on everything. And that's not just football. You know, you don't get Gavin McKenna to the hockey program if you're not a big go-getter in spending. They got a borderline five-star basketball recruit in Caden Mingo. Penn State basketball doesn't get players like that unless there's a big investment. So, yeah, I think they're getting some help in paying that. But, you know, finance isn't my thing. I'm not an expert on buyouts, but it's sounding like, you know, the ball is kind of in James Franklin's court as if he gets this whole money or not.
Well, that's kind of the million-dollar question, Joe, and probably literally in this case. What happens to James Franklin? Do you think another school hires him? Is there anybody that you think, you know, initially, I know it's only been a couple days, you know, might be a really good fit for James Franklin? Yeah. Just what does his future look like in your mind?
Yeah, I think, you know, if Florida does get rid of Billy Napier, which some media member, I can't think of the name, tweeted not too long ago that, you know, things might be happening there. People are going to talk about James Franklin as the next head coach of Florida. I think either Florida or Florida State would be big-time suitors for James Franklin. There's other openings. It'd be wild if he replaces his best friend, Brent Pry, at Virginia Tech. So if James Franklin wants to coach, he'll be one of the top candidates. But if he wants to take a year off, maybe be an analyst, I could see that too. He'd make a very good living there. along with what Penn State's paying him. Money is not an issue here, but if James Franklin wants time away from coaching, I think there's avenues for him to still be around the game without dealing with all the headaches of running a college football program. So, he'll certainly have options. And if James wants to coach, he's going to be the top free agent on the market, regardless of how things ended at Penn State.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fan Evening Show, chatting with Joe Smeltzer about Penn State. Joe covers the Penn State Nittany Lions for Nittany Sports Now. Read his work at nittanysportsnow.com and follow him on Twitter or X at JoeSmeltzer775. So as far as Penn State goes, Joe, I saw today pretty much every media member, a whole bunch, are tweeting out, you know, possible Penn State coaches, doors they're going to knock on, et cetera. Of the list or of the names that you've seen so far, who are a few, maybe three or four, that make the most sense in your mind?
Yeah, I think you got to start with the two that everybody's talking about with Matt Rhule and Kurt Cignetti. Obviously, Rhule was being talked about for his connection with Penn State. Not only did he play at Penn State, he grew up in State College, and Pat Kraft is one of his best friends in the world. So that's the name everybody's talking about. And then the name that people are talking about, but I think are a lot more excited about, is Kurt Cignetti at Indiana for what he's doing at Indiana. And he's a PA guy too, growing up on the western side of state, closer to here. But Penn State is certainly, I think, would be in play for Kurt Cignetti. So those are the two. Some other names, Nittany Sports Now confirmed this yesterday. Eli Drinkwitz from Missouri is a candidate for the Penn State job. He's an offensive mind. He's done a very good job at Missouri, making it a top 10 team a few years ago, beating Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl, and continuing to keep a top 15 level program together in the 2 years since. He's an offensive mind. I think Penn State needs a good offensive mind to be its head coach, because you're always going to be able to attract a great defensive coordinator. We saw that in the offseason with hiring Jim Knowles. So Drinkwitz is a guy that I think is going to be one to watch, especially today, which I don't know if you saw his press conference. He was asked about being linked to coaching vacancies, and he went on a tangent, but he did not say, "I'm not going anywhere, I'm staying at Missouri." So that's a big thing to keep in mind. I think if Penn State wants to go on the defensive side, you can always look for Manny Diaz, because of his connection with Penn State, obviously his connection with Pat Kraft, and something that people are really talking about, but I think it's a big thing, is that there's a lot of players on this defense that either played for Manny Diaz or were at least recruited by Manny Diaz before he left Penn State for Duke. So I think as far as roster retention goes, that's another thing to consider when Penn State thinks about hiring Manny Diaz back, which I'm assuming you're at the very least considering it. And the last name that I'll throw out there, and this is somebody that is a wild card and isn't very, really getting talked about, and that's why I'm going to say it, is Clark Lee at Vanderbilt. You know, I don't know. I haven't heard anything about any interest on Penn State's side, but this is a guy that has made Vanderbilt a top 20 program. And as we saw with James Franklin, doing that can get you a big-time job. So Vandy's got a tough schedule. I think they play four ranked teams in their last six games, and things could fall apart, and Vandy could end up having record-wise a mediocre season. But if Vandy finishes strong, I think that's a guy to watch. And one last thing I'll say is that the college football playoff is a huge factor, right, in considering these guys. So I'd say Kurt Cignetti wants to come to Penn State. Penn State wants Kurt Cignetti, but Indiana makes a deep playoff run, and he can't start until almost February. How do you do that in this age of college football? And that was an issue with Andy Kotelnicki last season. WVU wasn't willing to wait until the end of Penn State season to hire him. And it's not like, 13 years ago when Bill O'Brien performed a very underrated act that nobody talks about, Jason, and that was taking the Penn State job and then coaching, running the Patriots offense on their Super Bowl run. I don't know how he pulled that off. He did it. But these days, I just don't know if you could go the whole month of December without a head coach because of the transfer portal window, right? And all the other responsibilities that come with being a head coach in December with early signing day and all that. So, those are some names to consider. Joe Brady's another guy I think you're going to go after. Young offensive mind, obviously well-documented from the Buffalo Bills. Those are just a few guys. I'm very interested to see the balancing act in guys who are coaching deep college football playoff programs. And if schools will be willing to wait.
Joe, you're like Columbo. One more thing. Just one more thing. Yep. Just one more thing. You know who Columbo is?
Yeah, I'm familiar. Yeah.
Jim Rutherford used to call me Columbo when I would talk to him because I'd talk to him on the phone and be like, oh, Jim, one more thing. One more thing. One more thing. So it made me think of it. It's all good. Good stuff, though, man. Hey, last question for you. It's about Drew Aller. It's kind of crazy that like Penn State loses its quarterback. It's guy who was supposed to go, very high in the NFL draft, loses him for the year, and we're kind of not talking about it because the head coaching news. I'm assuming Ethan Grunkmeyer takes over. Correct me if I'm wrong, obviously. And just what do you expect from Grunkmeyer on Saturday against Iowa?
Yep. No, you're right. Ethan Grunkmeyer will be the starting quarterback, and it's hard to know what to expect because he's only thrown 11 college passes, and most of them were against Nevada week one in garbage time. So I don't really know what to expect. I think Ethan's a guy that has a big arm. He's mobile. And I think what we will see, Jason, is Penn State's offense playing loose. And it's hard to say having fun because I don't know how much fun anybody can be having on the heels of what happened that led to James Franklin's firing and, obviously the aftermath of the team losing its head coach. But I do think you're going to see a lot of, the playbook might be a little different than what we've seen because Drew Aller, whether it was by coaching, whether it was by his own deficiencies, always seemed to play tight, always seemed to be scared of making a mistake. I think a big thing for Penn State is going to be to, let it loose. We can't make the playoff. The season's already a disappointment, already a failure. Why not just to hell with it? Just go out there, have fun playing football, and, whatever happens, nobody's expecting anything, as opposed to the first several games of the season when everybody was expecting everything. So as far as Grunkmeyer goes, I think he's going to let it loose. Whatever happens, who knows? But it is unfortunate that his first game is on the road in a very hostile environment at night in the Big Ten.
Joe Smeltzer, thanks so much, man. Always a pleasure. Appreciate it. Have a great rest of your night.
Awesome. Thanks, Jason.
All right, Joe, take care. Joe Smeltzer writes for Nittany Sports Now. Read him at nittanysportsnow.com. Follow him on Twitter or X at JoeSmeltzer775. All right, so to recap, we're looking at Matt Rhule, Kurt Cignetti, Eli Drinkwitz, Manny Diaz, Clark Lee, and Joe Brady are the candidates that Joe left us with. Joel, do you have a preference among those?
Lee was the Vanderbilt coach, right?
That's right.
Well, what I think is going to happen is like a momentum hire, and this would be one where you're taking, literally the same thing with James Franklin that you guys were talking about. He's at Vanderbilt, not known to be a football school. They rise up and James Franklin gets hired at Penn State. Really the same thing with Kurt Cignetti. James Madison, they rise to a really good level and he basically gets, you know, not a promotion, but, you know, better job
sure.
at Indiana, a more prestige football school. I can see Clark Lee being one. Eli Drinkwitz as well, with Penn State being a more prestige football school than Missouri. As cool as it would be to get Kurt Cignetti, I don't think that's going to happen.
Why not? That's who I'm rooting for.
It would be really cool, but I just think with that extension that Indiana gave him last year, an 8-year extension, I just don't know how. I don't know if Indiana would give in to, you know, letting that happen.
That's fair. Manny Diaz is another that I think would make a lot of sense. Given his relationships with a lot of guys, you know, if James Franklin takes another job, Manny Diaz, he would take another, like, just basically Apple Z this whole thing, you know, start from zero. And, you know, you're going to have to pay Manny Diaz, obviously, if you get Franklin off the books, if he winds up coaching somewhere else. I don't think James is going to be out of work for long. That's my own take. That's not based on insider information. That's just somebody that I think really loves the world of college football, and I don't think he's going to be content to just sit on the sidelines. I think he's going to have a lot to prove. He's going to want to show that he's more than a recruiter. Good luck doing that. Obviously wasn't able to do it at Penn State, but I'll be curious to see what happens. There's a lot of good candidates there for sure. Let's go out to the phones where we find Oaks in the car. Wants to talk about James Franklin. He's been waiting. What's going on, Oaks?
What's up, Jason?
Not too much, man. How are you?
Joel Nelson is an absolute stud. I just want to say that.
I'll second that. Absolutely.
Thanks, Oaks.
You're welcome. And I believe my grandfather is still on the press box of Westminster College as the Jim Doerr press box. But anyway, shout out to the Titans.
Yes. Titan time, baby. What do you got for me?
Let's go. All right. So my question to you, Jason and Joel, is – Franklin is regarded as one of the best recruiters in college football, okay? What is the difference between a great recruiter and a guy that can get their guys to play like big-time opponents? I don't feel like anybody can put their finger on it, but what do we need from the next coach to have Penn State be able to beat Ohio State, be able to beat Oregon, for instance, this year? And that's yep. what I am posing to you guys.
Cool. Well, thank you, Oaks. Appreciate the call. What I would take that to mean is I think James Franklin has brought in a lot of talent to Penn State. I don't think he's made the most of that talent. Just because you bring in talent, it doesn't mean that talent automatically shows up on Saturday. And I'm saying that in a vague way because I think it does have a couple of different meanings. It can come from development. It can come from, you know, we have this kid who's 18 years old when he joins us and maybe he needs to work on some things. And I don't think James Franklin has a system or a program put in place that is as sturdy with that stuff as you might like. I also think there's a difference between, you know, being in somebody's living room and talking them into coming to your university and how you manage the game on Saturday. I think we saw that a little bit against UCLA. I think we saw that a little bit against Northwestern. And preparedness is a big part of it. Are you expecting an onside kick? Are you expecting on a punt the punter to run around the back of the end zone and try to drain clock? Or are you going to try to return it and not put any pressure on him? Like, I just think too many times James Franklin was out-schemed where he shouldn't be. You know, even the last play, and I know James Franklin isn't the offensive coordinator, but whatever Andy Kotelnicki was going for against UCLA, it did not work. And we've seen a whole lot of that. We have just seen in the biggest moments, Penn State might be talented, but they don't put it together as well as some other teams. And I understand that might be an unsatisfying explanation, but I mean, there's a lot that goes into taking a talent that a football team has and getting it to perform in the right way, in the right scheme, together, playing clean football, being prepared, all this stuff on Saturday afternoon. Joel, what do you think?
I think it's a lot of like the balance and stuff of, can you put together a, you know, balanced game plan, complementary game plan, all that sort of stuff, where everyone, all the members of your players and the rest of your coaching staff are all set, 100% ready to go. Pretty much that preparedness like you were talking about. But then when it comes to in-game coaching, decisions, every single play, all that sort of stuff, if you can get, you know, a full 100% of like checking every box that needs to be checked, almost as if Franklin was checking, I don't know, 85 to 90% of boxes, of the many boxes that need to be checked during a game to get a nice complimentary win.
I know what you
easier
mean.
For me to say. Whereas, you know, you've got coaches like Ryan Day and Nick Saban for all these years getting 100% of the boxes checked that need to be checked, and Franklin wasn't getting enough of those checked, pretty much. To use a Ben Charrington term, checking boxes.
Checking boxes, baby. That's what we're doing.
That's right.
That's what we're doing here. We're checking boxes. All right. Let's wrap up the Penn State talk for a little bit. Want to first tell you the fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Twitter, it's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. You can visit them at southhillskia.net. I went to something yesterday that I want to talk about. It is a tradition among Pirates fans. It started back in 1985. A guy named Saul Finkelstein decided to listen to Game 7 of the 1960 World Series. I don't think it was at the exact location, but it built over time. And yesterday, there were a couple hundred people at the Forbes Field wall in Oakland, right off of Schenley Drive, across from Pozvar Hall. Just a great scene. A whole bunch of passion that was spilling out into the streets, in this case, quite literally. I went there to talk to fans about why they're there, what they think about the current product, and I've got some takes, some thoughts, some observations about how this relates to the Pirates' current situation, and we're going to try to make sense of all of that when we get back. You're going to want to hear that. If you want to weigh in, 412-928-9370. We'll squeeze in a little baseball talk. Bob Grove, Penguins historian, will join me at 9 o'clock. We'll preview Penguins-Ducks and talk about the Pens' first three games, but next, baseball talk and frustration mixed with some jubilance in Oakland on a Monday. It's Fan Evening Show. I'm Jason Mackey in Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.